This meeting is now being recorded.
All right, welcome all to this public meeting of the Fiscal Planning Subcommittee. We've had an informal discussion prior to the meeting going live only for the purpose of advising our newest member, Judge Jackson, of essentially the procedure of these meetings, and that is to consider each course request separately, to invite discussion from any committee member and or from the presenting court, and then invite a motion considering each of the separate requests. That was the only discussion held prior to the meeting started. We did not take any action, obviously, on any of these items. But we are now in session and in a public meeting. And to start off, I'm going to ask Cottrell to please take the roll call.
Sure. Judge Conklin?
I'm present.
Judge Marginis?
Present.
Judge Kimberly Gabe?
And as a new member, I spoke to Judge Gabe yesterday. She's in the depths of a trial and advised her it was not expected that she attend today.
Okay. Judge Jackson?
Present.
Mr. Finke?
Present.
Ms. Flinner? Mr. Harrigan?
Present.
Mr. Planet? Mr. Planet?
I'm here.
Okay. Ms. Soles? Mr. Taylor?
Here.
Mr. Yamasaki?
Right here.
And Ms. Bartleson?
And Kim's a new member, too. So I invited both Kim Bartleson, Judge Gabe, and Judge Jackson to attend the meeting, but also emphasize that since they were just officially appointed yesterday, they weren't expected, and we welcome Judge Jackson to the committee. Judge, thanks so much for joining us.
But thank you for having me.
I thought I heard another ding as we were taking roll. Did a member call in?
Yes, sorry for the delay. This is Tammy LaFrombois from Mono Court.
Okay, from Mono. Okay, great. All right, so the meeting is underway. The first thing, we'll just go through. Cottrell, do you want to go through those quick reminders for every meeting?
Sure. As a reminder, this meeting is open to the public and is being recorded. Members of the public can join the call via a listen-only code, permitting them to join and leave at any time without notice or interruption. Please identify yourselves prior to speaking for the benefit of all participating and listening to the meeting. We also ask that you please place your phones on mute when not speaking to avoid background noise, and also please do not place us on hold at any time during the meeting to avoid distractions caused by the hold music.
Excellent, Cottrell. Thanks so much. So the first request today, and I'm going to make of any committee member, is that has reviewed to approve the minutes from the July 31st and August 7th meetings. Is there a motion to approve each of those minutes together?
This is Planet. I move to approve both.
This is Marginis. I second.
All right. It's been moved and approved that the minutes from July 31 and August 7th be approved. Is there any objection to that motion that has been made and seconded? Hearing no objection, as this chair, I'll deem the minutes of July 31 and August 7th approved. So now what we're going to do is we're just going to move through each of these separate requests. They are grouped as requests, new requests, and then amended requests. Amended requests are also considered by this committee, and those relate to existing requests that have been approved. And then, as happens many times, those requests are modified appropriately given the change in circumstances. If there is any county on the line, you're more than welcome to comment on your request. I would suggest that you wait a moment to see if there's any questions on your request that you are concerned about. There are many times, though I'm not in any way trying to discourage discussion, but there are many times that these requests are so well documented that the committee members have no questions, and there's a motion to approve, and not to in any way indicate a lack of seriousness about these issues, but if there's really no concern about your motion, then I'm not sure that you really need to speak up and snatch defeat from the jaws of victory, so to speak. So with that, we'll turn to the first new request in order, and that's from Tehama in the amount of $326,538.12. That's attachment B as in boy to your materials. Do we have a Tehama representative on the phone, on the call?
Hi, Judge Conklin. Kevin Harrigan, CEO Tehama, and Angie Kiefer, CFO Tehama, are on the line.
Excellent.
And as a committee member, I will be abstaining from any voting on this.
Perfect. And
so we
appreciate that. So, Cottrell, if you can show that Kevin Harrigan is abstaining as a committee member but participating as a requesting court, are there any questions, concerns, or other requests for clarification on the Tehama request from any committee member? We have waited. I've paused. I hear no questions, concerns, or requests for clarification. Is there a motion to approve the Tehama request as noted?
Marginis move.
And Yamasaki will second.
Okay, Judge Marginis has moved to approve the Tehama request, seconded by Mr. Yamasaki. Now that it's been moved and seconded, is there any comment that Tehama would like to make on this request, considering there's no questions?
Not at this time.
Excellent. And is there any opposition to the Tehama request that's been moved and seconded? Hearing no opposition, I'm going to deem the Tehama request unanimously approved, absent the abstention from Kevin Harrigan. And again, this is a standard procedure we followed in these meetings. I don't believe it's productive to ask for a voice vote on the phone if, in fact, there is a committee member that opposes. They have the opposition to state their opposition vote, but I'm deeming the Tehama request approved, absent, unanimous, absent the abstention from Kevin Harrigan. The next new request and the only remaining request is from Butte in the amount of $46,300. That's attachment C of your materials. Is there any Butte court representative on this call?
Hi, Judge. This is Jared Orr, Deputy Court Executive Officer representing Butte today.
Mr. Orr, thanks so much for joining us. So we have your materials. Thank you for submitting those. Are there any questions, concerns, or requests from clarification of any committee member on the Butte request as shown in Attachment C? Waiting, pausing, hearing none, is there a motion to approve the Butte request as set forth in Attachment C?
Planet approves, moves to approve.
I like your optimism. Mike Planet moves to approve.
Pinky seconds.
Pinky seconds. It's been moved and seconded that the Butte request set forth in Attachment C be approved. Is there any additional comment from Butte on this request that has not been questioned?
No, Judge.
Great. Thanks so much. Any additional discussion? Hearing none, is there any opposition to the Butte request as set forth in Attachment C? Hearing no opposition, I'm going to deem the Butte request unanimously approved. Kim Flenner is not on the call, so there's no reason to address her abstention. I believe that concludes the new requests that are set forth. We then have a set of amended requests. They're set out in your materials at page 29. The first amended request, attachment E as in Edward, is from the Colusa Superior Court. It's amended as of July 20th, 2018, in an amount of $420,000. Is there a Colusa representative on the call?
Yes, Erica Valencia, CEO, and Cynthia Otero, Fiscal Service Analyst.
Both of you, welcome to the call. Thank you so much for your submission. You may have heard me mention earlier, I just wasn't aware you were on the call, that the procedure here is to ask for committee member comment or concerns first, but I will turn to you for any comments you'd like to make if appropriate. So let's turn to that. Are there any comments, concerns, or requests for clarification on the Colusa request set forth in Attachment E? Hearing none. Colusa, would you like to make any comments or statements about your request that has no questions to it?
Not at this time.
All right. Is there a motion to approve the Colusa request for $420,000, the amended request is set forth in Attachment E?
Harrigan moves.
Is there a second?
Planet seconds.
Harrigan moves, Planet seconds. Any discussion, further discussion before a vote on the request from set forth in Attachment E from Colusa? Hearing none, is there any opposition to the CALUSA request to set forth in Attachment E? Hearing no opposition as the chair, I'm going to deem the CALUSA request unanimously approved. Thank you, CALUSA, very much for your time.
Thank you.
Turning now to the Sutter amended request in Attachment F, as in Frank, for $60,839. Is there any court representative from Sutter on the call? Okay, it doesn't sound like it, and then there's nothing inappropriate about that that routinely happens. I state that for new members just because many of these requests are documented, but I now want to turn to committee members as far as discussion goes. Any concerns or questions about the Sutter amended request in Attachment F as in Frank? All right, I don't hear any from committee members. I'd invite a motion to approve the Sutter request as set forth in Attachment F.
Marginis moves.
Is there a second?
Yamasaki seconds.
Moved and seconded. Any further discussion on the Sutter request in Attachment F? Hearing no request for discussion, any opposition to the Sutter request of $60,839.69 as an amended request set forth in Attachment F? Hearing none, the Sutter request is unanimously approved. Sutter, thank you so much for your participation in the call and your submission. And finally, turning to Mono, the Mono request, Attachment G as in George, $183,939 as an amended request. Is there any court representative from Mono on the call?
Hi, Judge. This is Tammy LaFrambois, the fiscal director.
Good afternoon and welcome very much. Welcome to the call. Thank you very much for your submission of the materials. So I'll turn first to committee members to see if any committee member has a question, concern, or request for clarification on the Mono request set forth in Attachment G. And hearing none, Mono, do you have any comments or concerns, considering the fact there's no questions on your request?
Not at this time.
Appreciate that. Thank you. Is there a motion to approve the Mono request as set forth in Attachment G?
Planet approves. Planet moves to approve. And I vote in favor of my motion.
I appreciate that. Is there, before we vote to approve Mr. Planet's motion and approval, is there a second on Mr. Planet's motion?
Harrigan seconds.
Moved and seconded for the Mono request set forth in Attachment G. Any comments on the Mono request before asking for a vote? Hearing none, is there any opposition to the Mono request of $183,939 as set forth? Hearing no opposition, the Mono request is unanimously approved as well. Mono, thank you so much for your submission of materials. Nice job. And for your participation in the phone call.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you. So, Cottrell, I'm going to turn back to you now to see if there's anything else we need to address as far as our agenda goes today.
No, Judge Conklin, that is it for the day.
Great. I will clarify, there was no written public comment received for this telephonic meeting. Pursuant to rules, it's a telephonic meeting, so there's no live public comment, so to speak. I'm going to conclude the meeting. For those listening in, and I say this every time, sorry to repeat myself, but please do not mistake our brevity for lack of thoroughness or concern. Committee members are well-practiced in considering these materials, and as folks I think can tell, the folks submitting the materials typically do an excellent job, which makes our job much easier. We thank you for your time. Thanks to all the FPS committee members for their time. Judge Jackson, welcome. And I remind everybody that we've got our upcoming TICBAC meeting on October 18th. I think that's the day it is. Yeah, October 18th. And we'll set forth the agenda. We'll get that out right away to everybody. But thanks so much for your participation in the call.
Excuse me, just one second. Did you say October 18th?
For TICBAC? Thursday, October 18th.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And you don't have notice of that yet, Judge Jackson?
No, I thought it was the 11th for some reason, but the 18th, that's even better.
Good. Okay, yep. And there's another subcommittee, the funding methodology subcommittee on the 19th. We might roll that into the 18th, which would adjust.
Okay.
Just for planning purposes, I think the TICBAC meeting is going to be more of a AM type meeting, and it may adjourn earlier than usual. It's just an educational meeting, so.
Okay, I don't have that, but Do I speak to Rose about that, or?
I'll send a message to Brandy, Lucy, and Rose right away, so they to make sure that all the members are aware. There's no agenda out yet, and there's no materials out yet, but it's posted for that day, so I'll make sure everybody knows.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Thanks, everybody. Have a very pleasant Monday holiday.
You do.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Thanks again.
Bye-bye.
The host has left the meeting. So at this time, the meeting will come to an end. Thank you, and goodbye.